Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And yes, this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for tuning into my show tonight. And I'm always happy that you're here. God bless my wonderful, faithful, loyal listeners, and I know who you are. Okay, so we are happy to welcome back my friend and a friend of the show, the incredibly talented Michelle Whitedove. Y'all know Michelle is the reality TV star who was crowned America's number one psychic by Lifetime TV and America's Psychic Challenge. And it was really one of the first reality TV shows that addressed psychic phenomenon. And because of the success of that show, there's been an ever-increasing interest in psychic phenomena, authentic spirit communication, and the paranormal. So I got to say hallelujah, and thank you, Michelle, for that. Thank you, Michelle. Also, she is known as a spirit medium, teacher, medical intuitive, angel communicator, psychic detective, author, and pretty much an expert in her field. Recently, she was featured in the HBO documentary, No One Dies in Lilydale, and she was even interviewed on the Today Show with my personal favorite, Matt Lauer. And Michelle has also been featured guest on ABC, CBS, Fox, NPR, and many other media programs. And for more than 10 years, she's worked as a professional psychic medium and spiritual teacher. She's an author and has written a series of books about her adventures and offers her insights to help us on our spiritual journey. She's one of my favorite guests, and it's my pleasure to welcome Michelle Whitedove to the show. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. It's always a pleasure to do your show, Allison.
Well, thank you, my dear. Just a pleasure. You know, I try to say this on every show, but I've had the opportunity to attend two of Michelle's events. I've seen her speak in person, and I have to say, I very much enjoyed the event. She's just a wonderful speaker. And I know where you've been, but let me tell you, I see where you're going, because I'm looking at your appearances, and I'm like, good God, girl. Do you just keep your bags packed? Is that what you do? Just keep
pretty much, to be honest with you. I have a bag packed that I have to unpack just to pack again.
Right. Well, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a minute and just mention some of these things. But you all need to hop on over to MichelleWhitedove.com. And when you're on her website, you certainly can see her appearances. I'm going to tell you a few of them here. January 16th, she's got a conference down in Fort Lauderdale. January 29th at Palm Beach Gardens. The 26th, you're going to be in Casadegua. Are you going to stay at the Haunted Hotel?
Oh, of course.
Woohoo! I've been there. I'll be in my old room. Do you know Louis Gates by any chance?
No, I'm not familiar with the name, no.
Okay, well, when you get down there, if you see this big medium that looks like Lurch from the Addams Family, that's Louis. He even sounds like him. I love Louis. I actually took mediumship classes with Louis, so if you happen to see him, give him a big old smoochie and tell him that's for me, okay?
I will. I absolutely
All right.
will.
Well, you're going down to Casadegua. Are you going to be there the 26th and 27th? Go ahead.
Casadega, the 26th and the 27th, yes.
Of February. Right. Okay, so, yeah, and you're that's a really interesting town.
Yes, it is. It's very interesting.
Right, it's a very interesting town. It's a fun place to be. Also, let's not forget to mention this cruise into 2012, a spiritual conference on the Norwegian Star, a seven-day cruise on the Mexican Riviera. Can you pack me in your bags? That's March 5th through the 12th. Woohoo! Boy, that sounds like fun.
It is. We got a lot of great speakers and heavy hitters. And this is really, you know, there's been many cruises that people have offered and I've passed. And this is the first one that I've actually said, okay, I want to be a part of. And, you know, going into 2011 to help us to ease our way into 2012. So it's really going to be not only a lot of fun, but it's going to be very educational as far as on a spiritual level. And also really on a global level, there are so many people there, not just myself. There'll be Sean David Morton, Daniel Brinkley, Richard Holgan, and many others. And I'm really excited and looking forward to doing it because it's not, you know, when we're out to sea, we're as speakers, we're going to be speaking on different topics, and then we're going to also have the opportunity to do private readings. And everyone that's signing up, because when they get, you know, people are coming on the cruise, it's a large cruise, and people are coming to see different people, and I'm sure even if they're there, let's say, to see, you know, myself, they're going to see Danian or Sean or many other people. But I always tell everybody, all the listeners out there, make sure that if you're jumping on board and you're there, they're going to ask you who you are there to see, register with. So if you are there to see me and one of my clients, fans, people, however you want to put the students, please make sure that you clarify that because you register underneath one of our names. Because basically, to be honest, I'll just say this is how we get paid. And and then on top of that, those that sign up with me, I am treating, we're all having dinner. So it's going to be a nice, intimate, probably large table where we can kind of get to know each other more on a one-on-one basis.
That's wonderful. And something that's really nice about the spiritual conference on sea, I've actually been on four where I've been the numerologist on board and pretty much, you know, did numerology workshops and also readings. And it's really wonderful, the intimacy of traveling with a group of people as opposed to just traveling by yourself.
It really is.
You make almost like lifelong friends. And the opportunity to actually speak to a variety of different speakers on a variety of different topics is all-encompassing. You find something that you love when you put that many fabulous people together on a cruise. So again, that's the it's Cruise Into 2012, a spiritual conference on the Norwegian Star to the Mexican Riviera, 5 through the 12th of March. And make sure you check Michelle White Dove box.
All right.
And also, you're going to be at the Spiritual Awakenings Conference in Fort Lauderdale in June. Lilydale back in July. My God, girl. I'm telling you, you're making me tired just reading all this stuff. All right. Well, that's great, though. Keep you busy.
Listen, it's an honor, you know, thanks to Lilydale having me there the first year when I had the wonderful opportunity of being the cover girl for the documentary.
Cover girl.
the cover girl for the documentary No One Dies in Lilydale, and then also being featured as one of the, they called me the visiting medium, because obviously I don't live there. I live in out of my suitcase in hotels, but I'm not complaining.
Right, you don't have a home. You just live out of your suitcase.
Pretty much. Well, I have my office in Fort Lauderdale. I call it it's kind of a joke amongst us. We call it the office/crash pad because we're not here too much. But I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't have it any other way because if it wasn't for... I want to give a shout out there to all the people that support me and the fans. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am. And also at the same time, this is my mission in life is to serve humanity and help them in the way that I am doing. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm very excited about this. I am going to be on the cover of OM magazine, OM Time magazine.
Wow.
And that's for January. Thank you. 5-page spread.
Wonderful.
So I'm excited about that. So
I am
for everybody,
excited for you.
Thank you.
Better you than me, but good.
Oh, stop.
It'd be a hard time trying to get that cover shot. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, please. I've seen you in person, and you were just beautiful. So.
Yeah, okay, Michelle. Love you.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's really exciting. I'm excited for you. I just want to take people back. I mean, I was just noticing that America's Psychic Challenge was actually still on TV.
It still is.
Yes, it still is. And you know what? You know, I did not know you when I first watched. I just watched, you know, you were just one of the many psychic
comedians. I didn't know that. Really?
No, I really didn't know who you were.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just like a regular viewer, and also Joseph Tittle. I didn't really know Joseph that well, and it was so interesting to catch one of those with both of you on, and I'm like, aha, I know them now, right? And also, kind of like with a little bit of more of a trained eye, And also appreciating it almost the second time around. It really is better the second time around to watch those shows. And I just was dying, because how long ago was that you did that show?
It was about, to be honest, it was about 3 years, and the show has done so well that they just keep airing it and airing it all over the world.
Why don't they just make another one?
You know, that is a very good question. What happened was the first show was actually created in Britain, and they were the one that came out with this show, and so the States bought the rights and did their version of it, which was called, you know, America's Psychic Challenge, and I really think that it was in their... Let's just say, I think that was their idea, actually, going into it. Well, you know, kind of like American Idol, we can compare it to that. But what has happened is the audience, just the reaction, the responses, I should say, has been just so incredible. And it really has been a wake-up call, as you said, for the States, that it's not only aired in the States, but they have continued to air that for 3 years, just circulating around the world, the globe, literally. And it is. It's airing right now on Lifetime. I believe Lifetime for Real Women. But then again, I just did an event the other night, and it was Monday, actually, and one of the young ladies, I was actually getting my nails done. I was in a salon, and all these people are staring at me, and I'm thinking, oh, so much from me being incognito.
Really?
She goes, hey, aren't you that lady? What's that psychic show that I'm at? I said, well, the gig is up. That would be me. And she's like,
and
oh, my gosh, I just saw you on TV last night. I said, you did. I go, what did you see? She goes, I saw you on Lifetime on America's Psychic Challenge. So it's actually airing right now.
Well, you know what's really interesting, I just want to say, is maybe people didn't pick it up the first time around. So maybe now that they're picking it up, it doesn't matter when they see it as long as they see it.
That's
and you
right.
were absolutely mouth-dropping phenomenal, I think, in almost every single challenge. You were just fabulous, and you stood out amongst the crowd, and I'm just, you know, even at the end, I was rooting for you.
Well, God knows I needed all that I could get. Thank you.
Yeah, I know it wasn't easy. I know it was really, you know, we had discussed this on past shows, and I really do encourage our listeners that Michelle's been on the show several times, and we've actually discussed about how challenging doing that show was, and so just check out the archives, and you can listen back to those shows. But it was a tough, it wasn't as easy as it looked, I'm sure.
No, there was nothing easy about that. It just about killed me, literally. So.
Well, let's talk just for a moment, because I know we're going to kind of get some phone calls and whatnot, but I wanted to, if you don't mind, because I know that you've posted some of your predictions for 2011 and 12
yes.
on your post on your blog, and I encourage all of our listeners to go to michellewhitedove.com for many reasons. Number one, where is she appearing? Also, check out the details on that cruise, because there's a lot more information on that when you link off of it. Also, she has a blog that not only about her predictions for 2011, but there's also a lot of really other wonderful information that's there. Also, how to contact the office, book a reading, how to order her books, the whole nine yards. That's michellewhitedove.com. Okay, I get $5 for that, right? Okay, just checking. So let's talk about this 2011, your predictions, okay?
Yes.
You've been very accurate. You wrote a book, She Talks to Angels, I believe, and a lot of everything that you wrote in that book. Now, when did you write that book? Quite a while ago?
That was my first book that came out, and
right,
I wrote that
right.
book in late, I started in late 98 and wrapped it up in 99. It was on the shelves in 2000.
Right, and stuff you wrote in there came true, for
it's
sure.
It's all come to pass, every bit of it, actually, which was, you know, it was funny. Writing it, I certainly knew it, believed it, you know, there was no doubt, but I didn't think about living through it so much.
Well, okay, so how do you like your predictions for 2011, then? Because you're going to be living through them.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I will say this, that as we individually and more so collectively wake up spiritually, and we start to make these changes within ourselves that creates positive changes outside of ourselves, has a wonderful domino effect. And I would really like many of these predictions to change. And we can't, you know, that's the wonderful thing about being in the now and the moment, is that we can change our future. The future is not written and etched stone. We do have free will, and we do have the power of co-creation. So, you know, as again, if we can just get, and Spirit's always said that, you know, 20-25% of the world population, if we can just get them to spiritually not only wake up but live their life like a prayer, live their life, you know, obviously none of us are perfect, but in a state of grace, for the lack of a better way of articulating that, then a lot of these things can change, and they don't have to be on such a catastrophic, you know, scale, to be honest with you, not only geographically speaking, as far as the earth changing, certain areas getting hit, just think of it as Mother Nature cleaning house, but also in a lot of our man-made programs, let's face it, they're not working for the people, and these changes have long been overdue and are inevitable. And what's so wonderful about the Indigo children, the Blu-ray children, that are also referred to as the Crystal children, they call them the Crystal children, the Rainbow children, the Indigo children, the Blu-ray children, is that they are really the next stage of human evolution. They come here with a very clear understanding of what their mission statement is, and they're brilliant and they're talented. They're just little mediums, and they're going to be our shakers and movers and entrepreneurs and pioneers and our leaders. And I really have to shout out there to people to support and these children, and to understand that they do work different than, you know, for example, when we went to school, you know, they're more hands-on, and they find school, especially public school, I find with these children, they find it to be quite boring, and it's kind of like the teacher sounds like Charlie Brown, you know, wah-wah, wah-wah. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is becoming more and more apparent to even parents that sometimes, unfortunately, I'm the last stop, but I'd better be at least where I get the opportunity to work with these children and work with the parents to teach them that they just, you know, not everybody fits in the same box.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Well,
it takes a really great teacher to teach a student that's bright and keep their interest. And maybe it's not so much about, it's about changing the method of teaching.
Exactly. It really is. And that's why they do better. They do really well, actually, I find, in the Montessori schools or Waldorf schools or even smaller schools, you know, like the charter schools and smaller groups. They're more hands-on and more visual, and they're very, very hyper. They have a lot of energy. So they're definitely a handful, but they're worth it.
They're worth it. Well, let me ask you something. You know, I think that anyone that's been living in this world for the past 10 years has really, without really thinking about changing the world or changing the globe or changing anything, they've been dissatisfied with whether it is their own finances, whether it is the way the institution is, and how it always seems like the little guy gets screwed, and I'm sorry for using that. And do you think that on a certain level that because people have been becoming more and more dissatisfied with status quo, whether it's financial institutions, credit card companies, whatever the case may be, that in a way the collective consciousness has changed that? Because it's like, in order to change something, you have to break it down and start all over.
And so
you have to show what's wrong with it in order to cure it or to fix it. And if you don't reveal the truth about these things, they don't get changed. So in a way, maybe we have changed our future through positive thought, but in a way that's changed and broken down these financial walls and barriers and the greed and even with the pharmaceutical and all of these things that are coming to light. I think that it is a shift, but it's because we've questioned things or been dissatisfied and not happy. So this is how you change it, by thinking it through and asking for something different.
That's right. That's right.
You think?
Absolutely. You're spot on. I couldn't agree with you more. And well said. Well said.
Okay. Well, now, if you were to, all right, a lot of people ask about investments, okay? I know that I have a lot of clients that ask. So if you're talking to somebody about investments in 2011 and the upcoming, in a very short sentence, what would you tell them to do?
I tell them to invest in silver. Forgive me for saying
this. We can't afford gold, right?
So I was just going to say, it's the poor man's version of gold. And silver is going to continue to rise. Gold is a good investment. Copper, you know, the precious metals. I can't tell you how many people are, this isn't a good thing, but breaking into houses just to rip out the copper. It's incredible, you know, and fortunately we're in the economy is not what it once was, and, I love this new term that the government, the media is giving us. We are now in a great recession. I'm thinking we're past the recession, and it's more like a depression for
yeah.
many, not all. This doesn't mean it applies to every individual. Each of us have a different contract, and we certainly can rise above this. And I really want to reiterate that we can change the future by waking up, like just like you said. And I don't look at it. Many people say, "Oh, it's 2012, the end of the world." It is the end of many man-made programs and ways that no longer serve the people. It is a change in our consciousness. It is a shift in the frequency of vibration, and it's a positive thing. But unfortunately, many times before things can get better, they get worse. They get cleaned out, or as Mother Earth cleanses and purges,
right.
So we can begin again. And so I kind of think of it as a death and a rebirth.
Exactly.
But a good thing. It's good. It's positive.
Well, it's going to change your life for the better.
Exactly.
It's always painful. Change is painful. We all want to know what we're going to have. We're going to have spaghetti on Wednesday.
They fear change because they're under the illusion that they have control.
Right.
Control truly is an illusion.
There is no steering wheel, people. There's no steering
not really. God is in control, so to speak. I think that... I always say to people, God's solutions are far greater than what we could ever possibly imagine. So therefore, I'd like to just take it to the top and leave all the assumptions and conclusions and opinions and perceptions to the side. And I'm interested in the facts, the truth, and you can always get that directly from the source, Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, the Godhead.
Right. A lot of people get all caught up in the how. How is it going to happen? How is this going to be? And if you just
it is happening.
Know, you just got to know what you want and allow God to figure out the how.
That's
and
right.
He'll figure out the how, and you just kind of ride that wave wherever it takes you. So this is and you also say, I think that it's a good investment if you can afford real estate, because really now
this is definitely yes. Thank you.
The prices are great.
Yeah, thank you, Allison, for that. Absolutely. This is really, it's sad in one sense because we're thinking, oh goodness, all these people are losing their homes and going into foreclosure, and a lot of families are having to downsize, and this is happening all over the world. It's not just here in the States. And the thing that we're being affected, I find more so. But look where our dollar, the value of our dollar is not what it once was, obviously. And I find that a lot of people right now are doing trading their services, which I think is a wonderful thing. Doing bartering, a lot of people are doing that, and that's something that we once did many, many moons ago, which we're returning to. We'll also return to coin, meaning, the days where, this is half an ounce of silver or a gold coin or whatever it may be. I also tell people to – are you there, Allison?
Yeah, I'm here. Somebody just beeped in. So
yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Caller, but,
and, I also tell people to invest in property because, honestly, you can find property for a steal. And, if you can pay for that outright, that's the best way to get it. And make sure it's even better if you have a natural water resource. And I also tell people that it's really important at this time for us to become more self-sufficient, you know, and grow a garden, you know, grow some herbs, you know, grow some vegetables and some fruits. You know, you can even do that in your kitchen with the herbs, you know. Start canning. And if you don't know how to can, there's plenty of books and information that can teach you, you know, where you can do this. So it's important. I'm not saying stockpile for the Cold War, you know, no. I'm saying, though, that as we become more self-sufficient and independent, mm-hmm. and I also highly advise, please, people, go organic. You know, because of our foods, you know, we take our hard-earned money, we go out, we buy, you know, we go to our grocery store, wherever it may be, and we buy food that we're consuming that is making us ill, to be honest. It's a mm-hmm. number one cause of, I'm seeing more and more with young women, cancer, endometriosis, cysts. And what it has to do with, especially with chicken and dairy, they're putting steroids and antibiotics and chemicals and all kinds of stuff that is not healthy. And also they're doing a lot of hybrid, you know, the seeds of a lot
of... Yeah, I don't like
that. No, because our body then is not getting the minerals and the vitamins or the nutrition that we need, you know. I always recommend people take a food supplement. Take your minerals and vitamins, because even if you're eating healthy, you're still not getting what we need. But go organic, because, you know, also, you know, all of these chemicals, pesticides and things that they use in your markets, and then even the way that they're feeding the animals, they're not feeding them, you know, the way that they used to, like corn, you know, or I'm trying to think here, help me out here, Allison, I'm like... So much information.
Well, they're treating a lot the animals with antibiotics because they're trying to avoid disease in their stock, and okay, and by putting that antibiotics in the animals, we don't need that, they don't need that, but that ends up in your system, which that's where you get the super bugs.
Right, but it's not only that, but that the hybrids, even in the vegetables and the fruits.
Yeah, and the grains. So then, and I don't think you should mess with Mother Nature. I'm just a firm
believer.
No,
Mother Nature knows it, she is the feminine aspect of God. And she gives us all that we need. And, you know, that's why I love, you know, I tell people, even if they're Western, I'm like, incorporate some of the holistic ways, and you'll find that they have something to offer. Holistic people think are just is preventative. It's preventative, but God knows it saved my life, and so does Western medicine. It's really a combination. If you notice, it's kind of merging, believe it or not.
Right. Yes, I think that's absolutely true. Right.
It really is. We're for the first time now, we're being offered in the hospitals. You know, in Western medicine, where the patient has the voice now, where we can say, you know, well, yes, we would like this person to come in here and do some Reiki or, you know, counseling on a spiritual level and, you know, different forms of what I refer to as holistic or more spiritual approaches versus, you know, here, let me give you a shot of this or this antibiotic or whatnot. Nice. So I think that's lovely that we're finally bringing that into, you know, Western medicine.
And more and more so, because I think they're getting more and more validation that we can heal ourselves. And when you understand that you can heal yourselves, you know, the placebo effect is something that's always been there. Of even though you're not getting the medicine, you're getting better because
that's
you believe you can. And so they're beginning to realize that before they couldn't scientifically prove it, but now with quantum physics and all those things, they're able to prove that what the mind, the body follows the mind.
Absolutely.
So I think this is really, and they're beginning to prove it with science. So once you have the scientific background, then people, once they believe it, then all of a sudden people are going to start healing themselves.
Well,
so,
sure. Let's face it, isn't it, it's based on someone's belief system. Really has a lot to do with it, you know.
Absolutely.
It really has a lot to do with it.
Absolutely.
And I always tell people, you know, this is a really, also gas, believe it or not, oil, fuel will continue to be good investments. You know, there's also, besides... what I was telling people to be self-sufficient was grow their own foods, have a well or natural water resource if they can. A lot of people are actually getting animals, going back to kind of a smaller scale of you know, have some chickens, some livestock for the family
okay,
needs,
well.
Maybe a cow. You know, again, learn how to preserve foods and do canning,
sure,
know how
sure.
to bake bread, purchase
a
generator.
Be a little more self-sufficient. Right, exactly.
You know, gas to power it, grill, propane. Just,
right.
you know, be prepared for especially
right.
here in Florida. I tell people if we know that we get hit, sometimes, you know, with high storms, winds, hurricanes, even we've even had some tornadoes. Let's just be prepared already instead of running out the last minute like a
right.
chicken with our head cut off, you know.
Sky is falling, yeah, right. Okay, well, listen, Michelle, I want to get back to the predictions. I want to get back to discussing especially the solar and things like that, and we will.
Yeah, we're having solar flares, actually. That's already coming
yeah,
to pass, too.
Sure. But I think I heard a beep, which means we have a caller. So I don't know if we still have a caller that's patiently waiting online. But let me check and see. Do we have someone online? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Allison. Hi, Michelle. This is Linda calling from Florida.
Hi, Linda.
You know what? I was listening to the show. Thanks for taking my call. I figured I'd listen if I got through. That would be okay, but if I got through, it'd be great. If I didn't, that'd be okay, too. I was just going to
okay.
listen.
Okay, so, Michelle, just before you say anything, Linda, if you have a question about what we've been discussing or a comment, we welcome that. If you're looking for Michelle to maybe give you some insight, I think Michelle really prefers for a very specific question, and is that correct, Michelle?
I always ask, of course, for the first name. I always ask for a specific question because sometimes, you know, we have a lot of callers, just to be respectful. But please know that I'm a straight shooter, and I don't edit the information. Who am I to question God's information? So I'm really nothing more than a humble messenger, but definitely a straight shooter. So
you're
going to
get it straight up.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to get it straight
okay.
up. And then
okay.
If there's anything else that Spirit has to say, don't worry, I don't hold back. I'll be happy to share that with
okay.
you.
Okay, Linda, with that being said, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, you know what, Michelle, I'd like to know how I'm going to make out in finances in 2011. But if you can't answer that, if there's something more important you have to tell me, that's fine also.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll tell you. What is your birth sign, please?
I'm a Virgo.
A Virgo. Yes, very particular. Yes, they are Virgos. You know, I see things being tight, but I do feel that you're actually very good with your money. I feel that you can take a little bit of money and make it go a long way, actually. This is something that you're going to even get better at. And things are tight, but I feel that 2011, things are going to get smoother for you where you'll have a little bit more, let's say, of a cash flow there, a little bit more money that you can put aside or do what you want with it besides just having to survive. You understand?
Yes, yes, that's what I'm praying for.
Well, yeah, I think your prayer has already been heard and answered, my dear, so prayer is a powerful thing, and that's wonderful. I just love the fact that you even said that. That's what I'm praying for. And I think that it's important. People don't realize this, but it's very important for us to be specific in prayer. That's when we're speaking to Spirit, the Great Spirit. But meditation is so equally important because that's when we need to listen to the guidance that Spirit has to give us, whether that is about our finances or our health or whatever
right.
it may be, because we're all intuitive. So please make sure that you incorporate that meditation so that you listen. But never make the mistake in telling the Creator how to do, telling God how to do the job, because, again, God's solutions are far greater than what we could possibly imagine. So don't limit yourself.
Michelle, you could set your bottom dollar. I would never do that. I have too much respect to God. But when you're talking about self-sufficient, I understand what you're saying, because that's one of my prayers also is to be self-sufficient.
There you go.
So I
that's
understand what you're
good.
Saying. I've been hearing you say that for a long time now. So I'm
well,
really
then
really
I'm good. You're listening. I can tell you're listening, and that's a wonderful thing.
Okay. Well,
thanks
for calling, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year, both of you. Thank you. I'm going to continue to listen, okay?
All right.
You're
thank
welcome
you.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you.
You know, it's really, you know, you talk about meditation and letting, you know, that's when you listen.
Yes.
And I've said this for years. It's like when I go into the bathroom or if I take a bath,
or anything having to do, even if I'm just drying my hair in the bathroom, honest to God, it's like all the frequencies in the world opened up, and I'm hearing all these things, and I'm getting all these insights, and I'm getting all these inspirations. I had one this morning. I was so excited about it, I had to run downstairs with my hair wrapped in a towel and write it all down. I'm going to start taking a recorder in there with me, I swear to God, because it's, I don't know, maybe I have a magical bathroom, or it's just the water. I know it's the water.
No, it's the water. I was just going to say it to you, water, and this is a scientific fact. Water is a superconductor, and water helps us to tap in to the spirit world and bring clarity and detoxify. Water is so important. I mean, you know, people really, I really don't think they understand the value of water, clean water. Our body's primarily made up of it. We're born of it, right? The earth is primarily covered in it. We can't live without it. It's the most powerful force. It can change forms. And that goes to some other predictions where, you know, these oil spills are just, it's such an atrocity. And, you know, saying, oh, we've got this cleaned up, and then you're not really hearing anything about it. And the truth is, with this large last oil spill that we had, they haven't fixed the problem. And you notice they're not really letting the people, meaning humanity, they're not telling us what's going on. And that's something that I find very disheartening, that with our media is so watered down and diluted. And it's really like saying, oh, here, put your attention here. It's almost a distraction versus really letting us know what's going on in the world. And more so, I think that we have a right to know so that we can make a choice for ourselves and for our families and do something about it to make it better.
Well, you know what disturbs me is the amount of the food supply that comes out of that Gulf.
That's
and it
right.
It disturbs me the amount of dispersants that were put in that water, and it disturbs me that the fish and the seafood are safe to eat. And I question, are you kidding me?
I have to be honest with you. I've steered away from it.
I will not. No, I won't either.
Yeah,
no,
it's just
very disturbing.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you, and I know that we have a caller waiting, and I thank you, caller, for being patient, and we're going to get to you, but I wanted to ask you, did you recently see CNN and the reports of 5,000 birds just dropping dead and landing in a one-mile stretch? What did you get from that?
I didn't see that.
You did not see that?
No, I did. Actually, you just told me I learned something new tonight. No, I have not seen that.
It happened in Arkansas. It happened on New Year's Eve, just at midnight. All
wow.
of a sudden, they counted them, 5,000 birds.
5,000?
Dropping on people's yards. They were on the roofs. They were in the road. They were everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're trying to figure out what happened.
Well, now, we're having extreme amount of solar flares. This is something that I predicted. It's something that's happening. And that's news to me. We had you're saying 5,000?
5,000 in a one-mile area. They fell immediately. If you could have seen the pictures, go research it on CNN when you get off the show. You see a road covered in birds, houses, yards,
oh,
everywhere.
My goodness.
Dead birds.
Well, there is an imbalance not only in humanity and an imbalance with light and dark, but there's an imbalance with Mother Nature now, and this is why she's cleaning house. And she's not a happy camper when her babies, meaning, you know, all that she gives birth to, which is not only the elements, you know, fire, air, water, earth, metal, but it is also, you know, our four-legged creatures, our two-legged, you know, the animal kingdom, which I refer to as earth angels. In Ireland, Scotland, we call them the fairy kingdom, which I said on the States. So, you know, this is something that is becoming more and more apparent, and, you know, I have seen, just briefly, they give us glimpses on CNN where we've just seen piles and piles of fish, dead
right.
fish.
There was a fish kill.
Yes.
One in the same area was 100,000 fish killed same day.
The same day.
Mm-hmm.
That does not sound good. And what area was this, Allison?
Arkansas.
I'm definitely going to have to look into that.
Look into it and see what you get on it, because I wanted to ask you about that. And we're going to get to the solar flares, because you predicted it, and, you know, whether it's a prediction or not, I don't care how many psychics or mediums you hear from, whether it's a prediction or not, it is also scientific fact. And so anyone that's listening to this program, you really need to do some investigation on the solar maximum that's coming up, the effects of solar flares, even radiation. I mean, this is something
that's
that can radiate you. And you really need to look into that. Also, the power outages, because that's the next thing you were going to say, is that these will cause blackouts across America. And this is another reason why, Michelle, I'm sure, tapping into that, learn how to take care of yourself, learn how to make your own bread, you know how to be self-sufficient, because you may not have your electricity for long periods of time over the next couple of years. Would that be safe to say, Michelle?
That is one of my predictions. It's actually up on my official website on the blog page.
Right.
Yes,
that's right. But it's also scientific. So you can sit there and you can thank Michelle for bringing that information through. But if you actually go and you start doing some investigation, there's very scientific evidence to back up what she says. So something to be aware of, people, and also, I think, on some level, to prepare for. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to take our caller that's hanging out, being so patient for us. So who's calling?
Hi, my name is Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, just speak up a little bit more. Hi, Jenny, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. But excuse me, I dropped off a speaker, so maybe that was the problem. But
okay.
When Michelle, I know I read about the solar flares, and I understand. But I've read also on Michelle's website, you know, when she planted a garden, just like you said now. But what about those that are in apartments? And I have such a tiny backyard; it's just barely enough dirt for my dogs to go to the bathroom. And what, you know, so I'm sure a lot of people say, "Gosh, what am I going to do?" You know, I don't have yards or gardens and stuff,
you know,
like
you'd
that.
Be surprised. I mean, just I have a small kitchen and. Just in the kitchen alone, we have started, getting different herbs and different things that you use in cooking. And then you really don't need also stock your pantry, but that way you have canned things, you have things there that you can use that stay good for a long time in case of certain emergencies or certain things. But also, you know, people think we need acres or we need a ranch or we need a farm when, you know, I don't have, I have a relatively decent-sized yard, you know, that's wonderful. I have to be on some type of body of water, and I have a nice large lake. I would prefer to be on the ocean. That's a manifestation coming in that I'm going to manifest, and we all do that, by the way. But, you know, you don't really need that much space. You'd be surprised, because I have dogs as well that, you know, need to do their business. And also, I have just taken a small little area, and you can fence it off, and just start, you know. Even if you just start growing some tomatoes and some, cucumbers or squash, you'd be surprised what can grow in Florida. We have a lot. It's really about the soil, getting the soil. And, you know, I tell people to recycle, have a compost, I believe is how, compost.
Right.
Thank you. Hello. This is what happens when you talk all day. and that's very easy to do, you know, with so much of the things that we do in our kitchen and that we would just throw away or throw down the, you know, garbage disposal that we can use, and that makes for great soil. And a lot of it can be done in pots, believe it or not. People that have apartments, I've seen them have not only bring greenery just for good feng shui and a little bit of Mother Nature in their apartments, but a lot of times on their balconies, they'll be able to grow things. You'd be surprised. Go to New York in the city. You'd be surprised to see what even they can do there, right there in a concrete city, you know, in Manhattan. So, you know,
talking to my son about the global warming, and I told him it's more than global, it's universal warming from the solar flares. And I told him that, you know, we probably will have lots of power outages. And so many of our stoves have electric igniters, even though they're gas stoves. I told them to pile up on bags of charcoal briquettes and fluid and pretend you're out camping and see what you need if you're out in the forest camping and water and charcoal briquettes and lighter fluid. And
that's it. And I mean, you know, it's really, that's why God gave us common sense.
Right.
You know, our brain, we have that right. conscious, you know, the ego, right, the lower mind, and then we have that subconscious mind, that bank, and then our higher self. And I really tell people now is the time where you want to let your higher self, which is your intuitive voice, so the voice of God and the voice of spirit, meaning your guardian angels, your spirit guides, let your higher self dictate and govern you, and you'll find that you'll be right where you need to be so painlessly and gracefully fulfilling your mission, whatever that may be, and ducking and dodging and weaving, you can say, from some of these not only natural catastrophic events that are unfolding, but also, as Allison said, the different things that are going on with our economy, with our government, with religion, with society, with our health care, with our schools, education. So, you know, there's too many resources of information that for people to say, well, gee, I just don't know. Well, if you don't know, for goodness sakes, I know I donate my books, give my books to libraries, to, believe it or not, even prisons, to schools, you know, hospitals. That's what we have the internet for. That's why I have my official website and Facebook and, you know, YouTube and all these, anyway,
your blog
in every way.
And the radio shows?
I was going to say, you know, and this is why I do radio, you know, here with Allison tonight, her show, which thank you, Allison, you know, for having me a guest on your show. It's always an honor. But, you know, I use media as a positive format to educate the masses so that they do have the information, so they can't, you know, it's another source. And I do try to use all forms, because not everybody can, let's face it, not everybody can afford to come in and get, let's say, a half-hour reading or an hour reading. So that's why I try to make myself available and doing workshops and touring and writing the books and doing radio. And if anyone has followed my body of work, even in television, I've really have been able to break down a lot of walls and barriers and get into very conservative shows that normally someone like mediums or psychics or whatever play of words that we want to use for someone like myself to break through and say, see, that we all really have this intuitive voice. Some of us are a little bit more developed than others, but that we can use it not only for ourselves, but more importantly, I know my mission statement clearly is that of to be of service to humanity. And that is why I did that crazy show, America's Psychic Challenge, was to demonstrate through the grace of God through me working as really just God using me as an instrument, again, as a humble messenger, to show the world. I didn't know that it would be aired around the world, but it has, as Allison and I was talking about in the beginning of the show, to show people that there are really people out there that are truly gifted and that through the grace of God that anything is possible. And doing these crazy things, tests they call them. I don't know if you had the opportunity to see that show, but
I did. It was great. You were over here in Hollywood in that hot summer.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're telling me it was about 115. It was varying between about 115 to 118 degrees. It was a heat wave that California was experiencing. That's another thing that if you're paying attention to, Mother Nature, listen, if the birds and the animals start running, run with them. You know, that's a message right there. If they're running, I'm running. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Let me interject just for one moment, because I just want to say that, Michelle, I think you've been coming on this show for almost 3 years. I know that you hadn't quite won America's Psychic Challenge when it was your first time, because you couldn't tell us who won or anything about it. So, but I want to say that I have seen Michelle be on our show, and she has always had an incredible message for our listeners. I know her from her workshops. I've attended them.
There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of integrity there as well. And I know that you have a busy schedule, and it's not easy for you to just drop everything and do an internet radio show. But I know I truly appreciate, and I know that our listeners do, because I always get incredible feedback on your appearance on our show, and everyone is really grateful that you take the time. I'm sure when you're tired after a day of readings and then you go on a radio show, and we really do appreciate all the things that you do, Michelle, and I think you're really doing wonderful work, and I have nothing but the greatest respect for you, and I appreciate you. I wanted to say that anyhow, taking the time to come on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. That truly is the fuel to my fire. That's my driving force, is just making a difference and knowing that I am making a difference, and that just gives me the strength and the courage to move forward and go on so that I can make that much more of a difference.
Right.
You know, if you touch one person's life and you change their life, you're changing so many people's lives around them because you've changed that person in a positive way.
Right.
So, you know, we can all do that. All of us can do that on even a small scale. I mean, I remember I was doing my Christmas shopping. I was looking for something for Shantae for Christmas, and I remember just, you know, walking around and smiling, and this gentleman, he looked up and he goes, "Wow," he goes, "Thank you for that beautiful smile." He goes, "That's a genuine smile." And I mean, something, you know, and it really kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, "Well, thank you. I'm just, you know, happy." And he's like, "It shows." And it made him happy. And so, you know, it just goes to show you that a little smile can go a long way in someone's day. He was quite distressed, I could see, and tired, and that smile and that light, he felt that, and that kind of shifted his energy. So, you know, anything, you know, as small as a smile, you'd be surprised, can go a long way.
Okay.
As long as even a compliment, or, you know, extending a little bit maybe of more of a courtesy. You know, I'm old school. I think respect and manners go a long way. You know, opening the door for someone that maybe is having difficulty getting through it. Maybe, you know, in your life review, you'll realize that when you opened up that door for that person to get through, that if you hadn't opened up that door, they may have tripped and fell and broke their hip and ended up in the hospital and having complications and maybe even passing. So something just as small as that, that you may think that's minute and doesn't make a difference, really does. It could actually even save somebody's life. So we can all make a difference, and I think that we have lost sight of that individually and collectively, because we get so caught up in the day-to-day, you know, business, basically, of what we must do. And I understand that we all have to do what we need to do to take care of ourselves, but, you know, it's the little things that actually go a long way.
That's so true. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know how 1 hour went as fast as it did. And I thank our caller for calling. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, caller, yes.
Thanks for calling. I do have to wrap up the show, Michelle, and I wish we could talk for another hour, because you were like, you were on fire tonight. I swear, you were on fire. So there's so much to digest from all the things that you said, and beautiful messages. Absolutely. I just want to just remind everyone that we've been talking to Michelle White Dove, and her website is michellewhitedove.com. Michelle also has a blog. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. She
YouTube.
Has her own YouTube channel. Hello. So make sure you check out all of them and maybe sign up to them, and visit her website for her upcoming appearances, certainly where she's going to be, and keep track of her, because I think you're a shooting star and we need you right now. So, Michelle, thank you for coming, my dear. And
that was quick, wasn't it, Allison? That was quick.
It
felt like 5 minutes. Goodness gracious.
It felt like five. Yes, it did. Well, I wish you the best. I will be keeping track of you. Have a wonderful time on the cruise and all the other things that you're going to be doing. And keep up the good work. So thanks, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. And don't make it sound like it'll be so long until we talk again.
Honey, you're welcome anytime. All I got to do is just, like, say, so what are you doing on Monday?
And Don't worry.
You want to come on the show, you're always a welcome guest, because we love you. Okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you. And to all the people out there, God bless you all. And may you have a prosperous and healthy and wealthy year. for 2011 and all aspects of your life. Thank you, Allison. God bless, and have a
good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, everyone, so that's our show for this evening, and I'll be back again next week. I have medium Doreen Malloy on next week, and the week after that we have Joseph Tittle, and we have a lot of really exciting guests coming up for you in 2011, so hang with us. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate that. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.